A flurry of activity in the early hours of Friday, happening close to the heavily fortified DMZ, the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas, further raising tension levels. The North carried out another short-range ballistic missile test, reckoned to total more than 40 since the start of this year. It landed in the sea separating the Korean peninsula from Japan.
Whatever the intentions are, North Korea's repeated ballistic missile launches are absolutely impermissible, and we cannot overlook its substantial advancement of missile technology.
A North Korean air drill involving around 10 military aircraft flying towards the DMZ prompted the South to scramble its jets. And North Korean artillery fired an estimated 170 shells from its east and west coasts, violating, according to South Korea, a 2018 agreement not to carry out such exercises close to the border.
North Korea's artillery fire and short-range ballistic missile launch in the buffer zone of the East and West Sea are serious provocations that undermine peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula as well as the international community.
North Korea says it carried out the drill in response to a South Korean artillery exercise on Thursday, accusing it of provocation. South Korea has also imposed unilateral sanctions against people and organizations involved in the North's weapons programs. It's largely symbolic, but it's the first time it's taken such action in 5 years, an indication of how relations have soured. On Monday, the North announced this unprecedented period of missile testing is aimed at developing its ability to launch a tactical nuclear attack on the South. With Friday's actions, the week ends as it began, with both sides seemingly locked in escalating tensions. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.